breathing and lifespan goes hand in hand. Whenever we are stressed, agitated, disturbed, our breathing also reflects that one. Breathing follows the mind. And other way also is true, mind follows the breathing. Whenever the mind is agitated, disturbed, breathing becomes jerky. Whenever the breathing becomes very calm and slow, mind also reflects that one, calm and slow. Mind and breathing, they go in hand in hand. To manage the mind, if you know how to manage the breathing, mind can be managed. The breathing is a tool given to in yoga, how to art of managing the mind. I can go to management, how to mind the mind management course, but still, if I do not have the breathing in control, mind cannot be managed. Breathing is compared to reins, and the mind is compared to a horse. If you want to control the horse, as long as you have the reins in your hands, mind can be controlled. The breathing is the reins. And breathing, yoga, trains us how to breathe. And to give an example, it is given, the humans, when they are calm and serene, they take 4 seconds per cycle. Inhalation, 2 seconds. Exhalation, 2 seconds. Inhale, slow breathing, exhale. So in 1 minute, they breathe 15 times, 4 seconds per cycle. In 60 seconds, 15 times. In 1 hour, we breathe 900 times. In 1 day, 21,600 times. When we breathe 21,600 times, that is a day for the body. This body has an internal clock. When we breathe 21,600 times, it is 1 day for this body. It is not dependent on the outer clock. And if I learn the art of breathing, when I start breathing very slow, and instead of taking 4 seconds per cycle, if I take 8 seconds per cycle, to cover 21,600 times, outer clock would have gone 2 days. My 50 years for this body, outer clock is 100 years. 100 years for this body, outer clock is 200 years. Up in Himalayas, many yogis are there, living for the long time. 100 years is common, 100, 150 years, 200 years. It is because of the breathing. Breathing. And other way also, if I, instead of taking 4 seconds per cycle, always under pump, always under stress, taking 2 seconds per cycle, 21,600 for this body, and 1 day for this body, outer clock has gone only 12 hours. 100 years for this body, outer clock only 50 years. And that person dies, generally we say, oh, how sad, that person died prematurely. It is not premature, I have exhausted the quota. Our lifespan is measured not based on the number of outer calendar years, it is based on the number of breaths. Every one of us are having the same number of breaths, 777.2 million breaths. And that breath, it is up to us how quickly I finish, or it's how much I extend that one. And the creator Brahma's lifespan, it is given in the scriptures, 31,000, 104,000, followed by 10 zeros. That is his lifespan. And after his lifespan, he takes the liberated people and gets liberated. All the liberated souls along, he gets liberated. Even he breathes, his quota also is the same. His breathing pattern is very slow. His 1 second is human 100,000 years. It says it's a 1 second. Everything is relativity. For example, if I see a small mosquitoes, they say that some mosquitoes, they complete their full from the hatching from the egg, adulthood, and die in 12 hours. It's a half a day for the, it's a full lifespan, it's only half a day for us. And some germs, they live for about 1 minute. They complete everything in 1 minute. And for us, in 1 minute, complete lifespan. It's a theory of relativity. And yoga says, it is not the quantity is important, quality also is important. How long you live, it alone doesn't matter. How you live. In the life, it says, live for long. Yoga says, live for long and healthy and with a vision. What I have to get out of this life. And at the age of 70, 80, 90, if I look back, what I have achieved in my life, I would have been a managing director of a company. Once I retire, come out of this one, everything is meaningless. Something, some contentment should be there. Some happiness should be there. Some joy should be there. And I was talking to one person, he's in 70s, and he did not take care of his health, and he was eating whatever he could, and partying whenever whoever called, he used to go for a party. And he had diabetes also, he did not heed to doctor's suggestions also. Now he's in 70s. Muscles have become very weak. He can't walk. Eyes, hardly he can see. And he can hardly hear also. Hearing problem. Most of the time lying down. And he was saying, life is wasted. If my end of my game, if I say I wasted my life, whom to blame? Who have to say? And I had an opportunity, and end of the day, my life is wasted. If I say, whom should I cry in front? Is anyone will give their shoulder? As everyone is busy, and, end of the day, we may have few children, and husband, wife, so many friends, so many relatives. End of the day, nobody is take the responsibility for our life. It is onus back onto us. Onus is back onto us. So we have to take a responsibility. Take responsibility for this life. Otherwise, like that person, at the age of 70, 80, I wasted my life. Saying, my children won't be listening. They have their own life. So what? You wasted your life, it is bad luck. They will say, they will move on. Nobody is there to listen and take responsibility. And now itself, have a vision. Something I have to achieve so that my children also appreciate you. My grandchildren are appreciative. My friend circle and generations should be appreciative. My grandmother and great-grandmother lived such a marvelous life. She is an inspiration even for us. We want somebody to say that one. And that type of role model, what picturize yourself, what should be the role model? Role model, something, and not the $1 million I have to give to my children. They will blow it off. Something that they really treasure, the values we entertain. We stick to our values, not to compromise our values. And in the name of socialization and socializing, we compromise our values. Stick to your values, stick to your principles, not to compromise. Initially, people may laugh, but end of the day, people will appreciate. Stick to your principles. And that value, it is a treasure for the generation. That values, it is given. What are the divine values we have to acquire? All the scriptures talking about that one. The values you have to acquire. And the scriptures are not there just to listen for once a week and come back. Something to implement. And they would have given hundreds of qualities. Stick to only one. That is like Gandhiji, truth. Only one. However hard, he stuck to that one. Some value, pick up that one. And pranayama gives the good health, long life, and we can implement the value in us. Implement the value in us. Establish in the value so that it is passed on to the generations. I was telling another student what I am. It is not only my contribution. When I am here, it is not only in my lifespan, how much I have done. It is a blessing of my forefathers. And we have come to Australia. Australia is a land of opportunities, land plenty. Everything is plenty. If I come here, I have come from India, I have come here. If I don't uplift myself, if I spend my time only in partying, exhausting whatever my forefathers have given, that merit, I am not adding anything more to this pot, only enjoying my generations down, will have an empty bowl. If you want to give something to your generations, you have to fill up that bowl. What my forefathers had given, their blessing has come to me. That blessing, I should not empty this pot and give it to our children. Replenish that pot. Add more to that one. Give it. That is how they say the merit, the punya, that their blessing, how it is following, flows down, we do the sadhana, you do the sadhana, so that your generations, they will have a good life. Otherwise, with the empty bowl, and we don't want the generations to go into the low life. We want our generations to come to have a great life. And we are here not just to enjoy, eat, drink and marry. We have to add something to that pot so that our generations to come are still enriched. And that parampara should flow. And pranayama gives an opportunity for us to live a healthy life, long life, and do the sadhana. Left thumb and index finger together.